We've stopped actually saying Black Monday or Black Tuesday or Black Friday because every day is a black at the moment, it seems. It's one series of catastrophes after another. And yesterday we had, you know, a massive fall in the FTSE in London. We had, you know, Dow down 400 points after a week in which it dropped 750 points the week before. We had stock markets closed in Brazil and Russia. We had, looks like, Iceland just about going bust because of the problems of its banking sector. We had a massive fall in the oil price as people worried about the global economy plunging into recession. We had real strains in the foreign exchange markets with currencies gyrating all over the place. And we still got this real logjam in the money markets, which is stopping banks from lending to each other, just fear of other banks going bust. So, I mean, you've got paralysis in the credit markets, and that's starting to have real economic impacts on the ability of businesses to keep going and keep functioning. So it's a very, very serious day indeed. Yesterday really was, even in the hyperbole of recent weeks, it really was a Black Monday.
And looking at the political response, we saw Alistair Darling making a statement to the Commons after Gordon Brown's the first meeting of his economic war cabinet, as it's been called, met in the morning. Some commentators were expecting an announcement on recapitalisation of banks.
Yeah, I wasn't, but after my conversations with Treasury people last week, government ministers and officials last week, it left me really in no doubt that they weren't at this point thinking about some sort of big bank strategy to recapitalise the banks, although it is an option which is being considered. Darling said yesterday they are considering all options, but they want to actually go a bit further down the road before they get to them. I personally think that that's a mistake, that it's a bit like the, you know, grand old Duke of York. They've marched people to the top of the hill and now they're marching them down again. And that was one reason why shares were in such trouble yesterday, because people were anticipating something from the Chancellor a bit more meaty than what they got. I mean, he kept saying that we will do whatever it takes, but he didn't actually explain what that might be. And I think people have got getting a bit fed up with hearing the government say it will do whatever it takes. It wants to see now some sign that the government intends to get ahead of the curve rather than be constantly dragged into action belatedly. And there are two things it could have done yesterday, which I thought it might have done. One would have been to offer a blanket guarantee to all depositors, which is obviously what's happening in other European countries. Another thing would have been to announce some form of government-backed recapitalisation of the banks, with the government taking some sort of equity stake in three or four of the big British banking institutions. I thought that would have been an appropriate response to the scale of the crisis.
And the crisis is making it harder and harder for governments to act in tandem. I mean, at the weekend we saw the leaders of France, Italy and Germany meet and to discuss some kind of global financial regulation that they might be able to work towards. But then the very next day, Germany acts unilaterally to guarantee savings.
Yeah, this is a real repeat of where we were in the 1930s, and one of the reasons that things went from bad to worse in the 30s was that you had sort of beggar my neighbour policies, and then it was devaluation. The first country to devalue got an advantage over all the other countries, and so you sort of had a sort of domino effect. Now we're seeing the same sort of thing in terms of offering guarantees to savers, but it's exactly the same sort of response. Faced with a crisis, you don't act in concert with all your partners, you act for the benefit of your own country. And that is an issue. It's a really, really important issue as well, because the IMF is meeting this week to discuss the global response to the crisis, and trying to get some sort of unified response to it is absolutely vital, because the more countries just plump for go-it-alone strategies, the worse this crisis is going to get.